I want to talk a little bit more about beliefs, actually, and we're going to kind of get to kind of, I guess, scientism in due course. But this is kind of really around, obviously, our beliefs lead us to prioritize specific things. Our biases lead us to prioritize specific beliefs over empirical evidence for our reasoning. And I've just like to kind of, I guess, kind of wrap this up here with kind of saying, like, why is that the case? Why is it so hard for us to get past our biases and our desires and our worldviews when we're presented with, it could be an argument that is kind of, you know, is devastating to some proposition that we claimed to be true previously, or it could be that we find something in the fossil record that kind of, you know, throws an idea we had out about a certain evolutionary cycle out the window. We need to then reinvestigate that. Like, there are different ways that this can happen, but often our biases trump the evidential sort of empirical evidence that there is there. So kind of why is it so hard to get over ourselves, basically?
I think there are lots of reasons. One of them is probably just humans in general are very prideful creatures. And when we defend an argument in the past, through pride, and we defend a view in the past, just through pride, we kind of want it to turn out to be true. We want to be vindicated. We want to be the ones who are correct and the, you know, enlightened ones, where everyone else is the poor, benighted souls who don't have the truth of the matter. So part of it, I think, is probably just pride. And another part of it is probably just, like, insecurity. Like, they just think that others will... They, as in we, humans, right? I fall into this trap all the time, right? We humans think that, like, man, if we're shown to be wrong, then it's like people won't think... People will think lesser of me, you know? They'll value me less. So it's like we tie our value up to being right. And so we have some insecurity in being wrong. So pride, insecurity is probably part of it. And I think another part of it is probably just that we oftentimes sew our worldviews and our positions into the very fabric of our own being, into our very identity, right? And if we can try to recognize that, like, no, who we are, our value, our identity, is not tied to the positions that we take, right? And if we can at least temporarily separate ourselves from the positions that we take, well, then arguments against the positions in question aren't going to be seen as personal attacks. And so we'll at least be... Our guard won't be as up. So I think those three things. One of them is probably pride, and probably more as well, again. One of them is probably pride. One of them is probably insecurity. And then the final one is probably just that we tend to identify ourselves with our views, and we tend to sew them into our own being, as it were. And the more that we can try to separate ourselves from our views and kind of take a more detached perspective, I think the better.
There are obviously kind of foundational beliefs or views or opinions that we all hold. And using the previous example, an argument might be presented, which is very challenging to one of those foundational views, and they're kind of swept away. And then often at times people can be quite concerned about, I guess, relaying foundational views that they can then build upon, because those foundational views have been knocked away. So they're kind of in this tension between obviously wanting to begin to build and understand and move forwards, but also unaware of how much evidence is required, I guess, to have a foundational propositional view that they can then begin to build, obviously, philosophical arguments and case against, but also build a life from. We could use an example of a religious foundation that's swept away, or an atheistic foundation that's swept away, and someone's world's turned upside down, they're then trying, I guess, move forward from that place. So is there a certain amount of evidence that's required to formulate foundational beliefs? Is that a possible thing? It feels like it isn't at times, but yeah, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
It's a great question, and this is one of those cases where I just have to say, I don't know. I mean, like, this is very difficult, and, you know, like, there are all these questions in epistemology about, like, how much evidence do you need in order to be justified in believing the proposition? How much evidence do you need in order to be said to know the proposition, provided that the proposition is true and you believe it, and so on? How much evidence do you need in order to be, I guess, not really kind of blameworthy for forming the belief in question, you know, like epistemically criticizable or like irrational? So, like, there are all these interesting questions about how much evidence you need to kind of meet these various epistemic standards. And it's just not clear. And it may very well vary by question. It may vary by how important the question is. So if I have, like, a very severe peanut allergy, then I may very well need much, much, much more evidence to be justified in thinking that this plate that I'm a, this bowl of food that I'm about to eat doesn't have peanuts in it. I may need much more evidence in order to be justified in believing that than if, you know, I, like, have a very slight allergy and it kind of just makes my throat itch a little bit, but it's okay. You know, I may not need as much evidence. I may just need someone saying, like, oh yeah, I didn't put peanuts in there. You know, that might actually be enough for me to justifiably believe that there's no peanuts in there. Whereas if I have a severe allergy, I may actually need more evidence in order to even be justified. But, so, like, there are these interesting questions. I'm not saying that that's true. I'm also not saying that that's false. But it's a debate in epistemology, right? And there are lots of these debates. So, like, it may vary by question. It may vary by the practical stakes. It may... I don't know. You know, there's just so many interesting questions here. And I surmise that it's going to have to be, like, a case-by-case basis. And various contextual factors will probably have to be taken into account. But I don't have firm convictions here.
No, that's really interesting. It's one that I definitely wrestle with regularly. I think I will be for the rest of my life, to be honest, trying to understand how this works and makes sense. But that's part of the enjoyment as well. If you enjoyed this clip, then head on over to Locals to access the full conversation right now. Supporters can access the video version and everyone can access the audio only version of the conversation. I'll see you over there.